coming up on All Access.
We all gonna shine. Shine on three. 1, 2, 3, shine.
Here we go, fellas.
Together on three. 1, 2, 3.
Together. It is pretty tough watching them every all four games. I mean, like, I understand one or two, but like when you're on the first one, you're like, man, I just want to play with them.
I'm in there with that flipper now. I'm in there with the flipper. The wider he gets, the more it's a pass, except for the toss crack.
This is what we need. This is what we need.
That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
It was a Tuesday morning. I was getting in my car, and I was driving into the stadium, as a matter of fact.
I was working on our preparations for Carolina, getting ready for the quarterback meetings.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, my wife went to New York on the 7 o'clock shuttle.
Time to kick off the regular season. A trip to the Arizona desert awaits. The Patriot Nation turns its lonely eyes to this man, Jimmy Garoppolo. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. We are proud to be returning for our 22nd season, and we are glad to have you with us. As opening week challenges go, this one should be a doozy. The Cardinals, like the Patriots, were a Final Four team a year ago and will present a host of problems for a team starting a quarterback for the first time in his career. For more on the Patriots, here's Dan Roach.
The preseason has ended. Summer is turning to fall, and Robert Kraft and his Patriots are readying for another NFL season. But as is tradition, the team spent part of its Labor Day weekend at a Kraft-hosted barbecue down on the Cape. But what's not traditional is this the last time Kraft and the Patriots will be seeing Tom Brady for the next 4 weeks. Yes, 2016 begins with a strange twist, with Jimmy Garoppolo taking over at quarterback for the suspended Tom Brady.
Not gonna lie, it's like one of your buddies going to jail, so, you know, it's one of those type of things, and the whole situation's unfortunate, but it's happened, and, you know, we gotta move on.
The Pats will indeed move on, with Jimmy G at the helm when the Patriots visit the Cardinals Sunday night in Arizona. And now in his third year in the system as Tom Brady's understudy, Garoppolo feels he's got a good grasp of the offense and that he's ready for the biggest game of his life.
It is a phenomenal opportunity. I mean, this is why you play the game. You play to be in the game and play. You know, you don't want to be the backup. So, you know, the opportunity is here. Just got to go take advantage of it. I mean, it's just me and Jacoby. All the reps are just between the two of us now, and you know, it's different without Tom, no question about it, but it is what it is at this point.
The offensive line may be a work in progress, but Jimmy G has both Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola among his targets on Sunday night, even though Amendola didn't play a snap this preseason.
I mean, I've played a lot of football in my life, and I know the tempo and the speed of the game, so, you know, I'm ready to get out there.
What may cause for concern is the availability of Rob Gronkowski, as he himself proclaimed he was less than 100%.
It's been week to week, day by day, yeah, but I'm feeling good.
Can you put a number on percentage, 80, 90?
I can't put a percentage on it, but just feeling better every day.
The Cardinals lost in the NFC title game to Carolina a season ago, and they have high expectations coming into this season. A tough opponent, but the Pats are ready. Ready for Sunday and beyond.
It's the beginning of a journey, and, you know, it's great. There's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen, and I think that's what makes it kind of fun. If you knew what was going to happen, it wouldn't be worth it.
As you might expect, the Patriots come into this game an underdog, road underdog. They're six-point underdogs, as a matter of fact, coming in. Arizona, one of the Super Bowl favorites, and of course, no Tom Brady. They were 6-2 at home last year as well, Steve.
I want to talk about the experience factor. It favors the Patriots, especially on defense.
Well, interesting on defense. Patriots fans are saying, well, this defense has to win this game. Well, they might have an opportunity. If you look back to the AFC Championship game against Denver in January, the Patriots have 9 of those 11 starters back for this game. The only two, Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones. So maybe the defense gets going here, forces turnovers like they saw, like we saw them do all preseason long, and they get it done in this one.
And they will see Chandler Jones.
Yeah, a lot of them.
All right, Richie, thank you.
Good to see you.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. Listen. Listen.
That's right. Listen up. Coach Belichick is mic'd up. And later, we look back at the 15-year anniversary of 9/11 from a Patriots perspective.
We turned on the TV and couldn't believe what we were seeing.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
All right, let's go, guys. Let's go, Durs. What do you say, baby? Let's go have a night, baby.
Throws a pass to Tickett, cut by Collins on the interception. On the left side, line 30. Jamie Collins is gone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Wow.
Is that first one off?
Let's go get another one.
That, baby. All
right.
Go
right back. Go.
Let's go, fellas. We got to sharpen it up.
Garoppolo from the gun, dumps off the screen right flat for White. Butters across the 45-40. Cuts it left across the 30. Diving to the goal line.
Got something here. Late in the game, there are people still playing.
All right, fellas, good job of competing out there tonight. No turnovers offensively. That's a winning formula right there. Big week with the Bears coming up.
Together, all three. 1, 2, 3.
Together.
Week 2 of the NFL's preseason pairs the New England Patriots with the Chicago Bears.
Let's go out here and do our thing, man. You got a chance to make a play. Make a play. Let's shine. We're all going to shine. Shine on three. 1, 2, 3. Shine.
Here we go, fellas.
Let's go, big fellas.
Yeah.
Let's go, big fellas.
Garoppolo stands and throws down the middle for Derby. Makes the catch in traffic.
There's an authoritative throw right there.
I like this Derby kid.
With the pressure coming from Flowers, trying to get to the outside of the stiff arm. Picked off by Cyrus Jones.
Hey, way to come back. Great, way to hold on.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Appreciate it.
Nice going.
That was a good one.
That was great.
Oh,
that's
a good job of competing tonight, man. Let's keep working. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Welcome to downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, to Bank of America Stadium.
You can find out about yourself today. You come out and ball without everybody watching.
Hogan over the shoulder. Touchdown, Patriots.
He's back.
Wow! Hurdling two men, and he lands inside the 45.
Hip looks good.
And Ryan is there. The leverage and the
brilliant,
pick.
Brilliant play by Logan Ryan.
Third interception tonight by the Patriots. All of them belong to Rutgers Scarlet Knights. New England prevails for the third time in as many preseason outings.
I like the way that we came down and competed. I like the way that we played tough physically and mentally. Stayed in our game, all right? And we're going to have to do that on the road every week this year. There's going to be 8 of them like that.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The man now, head coach Bill Belichick, joins me. And, Coach, 6 weeks ago, we were sitting outside of camp on those stools outside. A lot of practices have come and gone, meetings, 4 preseason games. How do you like your team as you get ready to take on Arizona?
Well, I think our team's worked hard. They've came back in good condition, and they've put in a lot of good work. We had some good practices ourselves, a couple blue-white type scrimmages. We had good work against the Saints, good work against the Bears, and we've played our guys in preseason a little more than we have in some other years, so I think they've had an opportunity to play together, and they've worked hard, and I feel like we're, you know, we're ready to get the season started. We're not where we need to be yet by any stretch, but you know, we've practiced enough to, you know, be ready to go and start playing games.
You talked about at the beginning of camp, we need to get Jimmy ready. As far as, you know, his preparation, getting ready for Sunday night against Arizona. And not only Jimmy, but you got a rookie as the backup in Jacoby Brissett. How do you feel about those two guys as you exited camp?
You know, they've worked hard. They made a lot of progress. Of course, it's a big jump for Jacoby coming from college. But he's done a good job and has played well in the preseason games. And Jimmy's done a nice job, too. He's you know, had a lot more opportunity to take command, to be in a lot more situational football than he has been in the past. I think he's handled that well, so looking forward to seeing him play.
Talk about the positional groups. You talked about this was a camp where you had about as much competition, whether it's wide receiver, tight end, you know, defensive line, and I've talked to you about this, radio, TV. But getting down to that 53, how difficult was it to really finalize your 53 there at the end? And I know it's still in flux.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it was challenging. I thought we had good depth. We had, you know, three players claimed in addition to the 53 that we kept. So, and there'll probably be a couple more guys pop up on rosters pretty soon. So I would say we probably, you know, went through most of camp with in the neighborhood of 60, you know, legitimate NFL roster players here before it's, you know, all over in a week or two. We'll see those guys on rosters some one way or another. So I think that's a pretty competitive camp. And getting from in that 60, 61 range down to 53 was definitely challenging.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will return later in the show, and we talk about the Arizona Cardinals, but more of All Access right after this.
The wider he gets, the more it's a pass, except for the toss crack. The tighter he gets, the more it's a run. Why is he getting wide? Usually to release, right?
Yes, sir.
You got to be alert for the crack, right? Come in there with that flipper now. Come in there with the flipper. It's too slow. Back on the ball, John. You got to go. Too slow. Go. Press. Get up in the line of scrimmage. Look, the faster you get up there, the sooner it'll single the nose. Here's the nose. Okay. Here you are. Here we go to scoop. Okay. We're in a tight scoop right here. You're coming downhill. You got to come over to the top. All right. Here we go. One on one. That's what we need. There it is. Great job. Let's see that again. All right, here we go. Inside passing drill. Inside drill. But look, you're faster than everybody on the field. Don't play behind those guys. The first two you did were way too fast. You're jerking them, and then you're running way out here. Right? Just give the end a little bit more time. Jerk him. He's behind him, and then you're coming right here to make the play. Here we go. 7-on-7. Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. Listen. Listen. Chris, look, be ready to wrap back off of Malcolm. Whoa, you see how much penetration he got? Be ready to wrap back. If the quarterback flushes, okay, you be ready to wrap back off him. Malcolm, that's the way to get vertical, buddy, right there. That's the way to get vertical. All the way to the end line now. To the end line, touch and go. Touch and go. This is what we need. This is what we need.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. Coach, we talk about the Arizona Cardinals. I know we're going to look at the Belastrator later in the show and look at some explosive plays on offense, but start with Larry Fitzgerald down the line, you know, Brown, the Johnsons in the backfield. How explosive are they?
Yeah, really explosive. They're strong at every position, obviously quarterback, but all three running backs are explosive. And the tight ends, that's another – those three guys have done a good job, and they've got, you know, big play guys at receiver. So a lot of guys to defend, and whichever ones they have on the field are a problem, but then they've got another wave coming in situationally, or, you know, spot playing them in different personnel groups between You know, three, four receivers to two, three tight ends to one or two backs. And so it's a very, very difficult offense to defend. They're well coached. They have a good scheme. Coach Arians does a good job with that, and they obviously have a lot of good players.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Colin in Reading. Let's talk about Rob Gronkowski. 7 years in, gets voted team captain. How have you seen him transform both on and off the field?
You know, Rob's really come a long way. People forget that, you know, his rookie year, he didn't really play that much. You know, he was, 20 plays a game or so, just, a rotational player. And then that, of course, has grown, and, he's become the, a very tough matchup, a guy that gets double-teamed a lot from every different angle pretty much every week. Rob's done a good job for us on and off the field. Won the Ron Burton Award last week from the Kraft organization. So he's a good teammate, obviously very popular with his teammates as well as the fans, and a very hard-working kid that just wants to get better, wants to play well, and wants the team to win. So he really brings a lot of positives to that position.
All right, speaking of some of the off-field stuff, and I know you're totally on to Arizona here. We've talked about Arizona, but you've got a gala coming up in a couple of weeks as far as your foundation. And I talked to Brad Stevens the other day. We have him on the radio show. Got a nice rapport with him. He told me he's going to be at it. Fans have asked, like, how do you get involved with it? How do you find out about it? BillBelichickFoundation.org?
Yep, that's it. And so we're excited to have Coach Stevens join us and talk a little bit about Boston sports. Draw May will be there. We'll get into some Patriots and NFL and
breakdown. Some of the things film that, breakdown, right?
Well, that's maybe a little bit of that.
Nice. Right.
Do some things, talk a little bit about the early part of the season. And just the, both of us, really, the Celtics and the Patriots are both kind of in the early stages of the season. So, I think it'll be some, interesting conversations with Gerard, Brad, myself.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB, Belastrator later, a little bit of everything.
You bet.
All right. Stick tight right there. We'll be back later in the show with the Belastrator, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
What was the Ryder Cup team doing at Gillette Stadium? We'll explain. But first, we go one-on-one with Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski.
I would say it changes my role a little bit without Tom being there.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
For the fourth straight summer, tight end Rob Gronkowski went through the entire preseason without playing a snap. All he did last year in the regular season opener was score 3 touchdowns in New England's win over Pittsburgh. He's hoping he can duplicate that effort. In addition, for the first time in his career, he was named a captain. Bob Soucy caught up with Gronk, fresh off his winning one of the Patriots' most prestigious awards.
It is with great pleasure that I present the 14th annual New England Patriots Ron Burton Community Service Award to Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Tonight you're given this Ron Burton Community Service Award. People see you as a larger-than-life figure, but this is an award about doing something that's larger than yourself. What does it mean to you?
Yes, this award is an honor. It's just so appreciated, and just to accept it on behalf of the Burton family, their name, and accepting it from the Kraft family, Mr. Kraft directly, is just an honor. And just seeing people go through it the last few years, it's just kind of like a dream come true a little bit. You see them, you see the other players accept the awards, all the people in the past. You got Nate Solder, you got Devin McCourty, you got Matt Slater. They give back to the community so much, and it just wants you to raise the bar of to the next level. You've seen them get the award, and I was doing a lot, and I was like, wow, I see them do a lot more than me too. And it's just kind of set a goal. I want to be that player right there. I want to give back to the community. I want to be recognized, giving back all the time, and it just put this. Well, I just want to put this trophy out in front of all of my other trophies I got on the trophy case. That's how much it means.
looking ahead to football, you haven't played in the preseason, same story since 2012, in fact, not playing in preseason games. How do you get yourself ready? And how tough is it watching your teammates take the field, even if they're only in preseason games and not games that count in the standings, but nonetheless, as much as you love the game?
Yes, I mean, it is pretty tough watching them every all four games. I mean, like, I understand one or two, but, like, when you're on the first one, you're like, man, I just want to play with them. It just is what it is, and you just got to root for your boys when they're out there on the field and you're just not out there. But you just got to get ready with the team, just going out there and practicing hard every single day.
We know that quarterback for the first game in Arizona is going to be much younger and less experienced than the quarterback you're usually playing with. You have now gone from being a young player on this team to, in a lot of respects, especially on that offense, kind of one of the elder statesmen. Does that change your role as a leader on this team, asserting that leadership early on especially?
I would say it changes my role a little bit without Tom being there. And
playmakers on three. One, two, three, playmakers.
Just got to step it up along with a lot of other players and bring the most positive energy that you can from day one, which everyone has been, which is great working with this team. Everyone has a lot of leadership. Everyone wants to go out there, work hard every single day, and make each other better. So we've been becoming a team every single day and coming along great.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to this season and get rolling on the field now.
All the best to you.
All right, man. Thank you.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
On Sunday, our nation, along with 16 NFL stadiums around the league, will observe the 15-year anniversary of 9/11. It remains one of the darkest days in our nation's history. As the Patriots organization remembers the 2001 season, we look back at that eventful period of time.
That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
Something started a fire with some explosion at the Pentagon.
That looks like a second plane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I remember it was a Tuesday morning. I was getting in my car, and I was driving into the stadium, as a matter of fact.
I was getting treatment on my knee in the training room.
Actually filming a Papa Gino's commercial. Of all things.
Sitting there in a dentist chair, listening to the radio and then hearing a small plane hitting the Twin Towers.
It was Tuesday. I was working on our preparations for Carolina, getting ready for the quarterback meetings.
I was watching the news and saw the plane, the visual of the plane going into the building and the smoke.
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
And I thought, oh my goodness, my wife, my sweetheart, went to New York on the 7 o'clock shuttle.
Most of the people working on the set were from New York. And so when this happened, they were all on phones back trying to check on their loved ones and all of that. And I remember obviously, you know, everything stopped.
I was living in Franklin at the time. I had two roommates, Chris Eitzman and Dave Nugent. I turned my car around halfway to the stadium on Route 140 and drove home. We turned on the TV.
So I had the TV on one screen and watching the video on the other screen, trying to, you know, work on the Carolina preparations. And pretty soon it was, you're not even watching Carolina. It was just, you know, totally consumed by the events of that morning. A morning, you know, unlike any other.
Come on, guys, keep moving.
I left that dentist's office and just started making phone calls. And nothing was working. Busy signals, all types of warnings. I couldn't reach anybody in my family that is down there in the New York area. Knowing that my three brothers that are New York City firemen are there to find out that one of my brothers, Jimmy, was one of the first responders into Tower 1. And, you know, Tower 2 got hit second but fell first. To turn around now and was running out with the building falling behind him. After sitting in front of the TV all day and waiting and waiting and waiting, and my father telling me that everybody was safe in my family, but knowing that many others weren't safe, and it was tough to think about.
I spent a lot of time speaking with Commissioner Tagliabue and supported the decision not to play at that point in time.
Got on a conference call with the NFLPA, and where all the players were unanimous that we needed a little bit of time for America to sort of mourn and sort of digest the entire situation. So not playing that first week, I think, was the right decision, and we all agreed upon it.
Once the NFL had canceled that weekend, I had jumped in a car because they opened up the bridges and tunnels, the only way to get home to Staten Island. And then getting to my parents' house and my brother walking in the house, and no words were needed to be said. He gave me two fingers close together, just like this, and just gave him a great big hug.
You know, we had a personal attachment as a team to 9/11 through Joe and his family.
Running out there with the American flags in his hand and running full speed, and his brothers out there in their, you know, the firemen in New York and wearing their fireman gear. And
just proud that Joe was a part of our team, and that we could share with his family this sort of celebration that, yeah, you know, we're still standing. We're all still standing here.
When people up in New England can cheer for New Yorkers, that's pretty unique. Doesn't happen too much, but that was part of the thrill of seeing the Andrewsies come, Joe coming out with those flags.
It was a spur of the moment thing. But also going out there and joining my brothers at midfield and giving them a great big hug. They stood for a lot out there on that 50-yard line. And when they raised those helmets up, you could see the chills in the air.
That weekend was our symbol of our strength and how that we were still here and playing football and proud to be doing it.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Look who's back. All offseason, all I hear is this. Where are you and Christian at? We love that Turf segment.
That's right.
So we're here to kick things off. Kickoff edition of Turf against the Arizona Cardinals. And our old friend Chandler Jones.
Our buddy.
Yeah.
Our buddy Chandler. So if you're the Patriots.
Blue, blue, blue.
Yeah, you know he's not going to talk, right? But what is he going to do? What's his biggest
threat? He's going to pass rush, baby.
And here's his move. So if I'm a Nate Solder.
I'm Nate Solder.
This is a Chandler Jones move. Lots of arm movements. Lots of body mechanics. Lots of this, lots of hands, right? Don't fall for it. It's just dressing. Just keep yourself focused
right there.
He's going to do this all day long. And here's the other thing I would do. You got four tight ends on your roster. Here's Nate Solder. Hey, buddy, don't worry about it. I'll be over there in a second. Here I come. There's the tap on the butt. You got help. I'm going to chip the heck out of him, get him on his butt. Then I'm going to go run to the flat, maybe catch a pass, maybe score a touchdown.
And where Chandler's really good is getting upfield past Nate Solder. So coming up like this and coming back downfield to get the quarterback. So what am I going to do? I'm going to hold my inside, and first step is going to be punching outside to get him here. And if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo and I'm in the pocket, if I'm here, Chandler's coming up. Last thing I want to do, retreat back or fade back this way.
Lots
if you're
of trouble.
Jimmy, do what you've been doing, stepping up in the pocket, pocket presence, all that stuff.
There's no emergency exit for Jimmy Garoppolo this week. You can't go backwards. You got to go forward.
Yeah.
Take a sack. Don't turn over the football.
Last thing I want to see is Jimmy Garoppolo on the ground and Chandler doing that Pee Wee Herman dance.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
The Patriots are on the road this week to face arguably one of their toughest opponents that they'll see all season, and it's only week one. I'm Miranda Mason and Bob Soucy, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. And Bob, as we put the spotlight on that Arizona offense, we could talk about Carson Palmer, but I prefer to talk about David Johnson, the second-year running back. What makes him a mismatch challenge?
Well, Miranda, he can catch the ball, he can run it, and he can make big plays in both aspects. 13 touchdowns overall, in fact, as a returner as well. Last five games of the season, when he moved into the starting lineup, he averaged 131-plus yards from scrimmage. This kid has a great skill set. He's really a microcosm of the Cardinal offense. It's a team deep at running back, a team that can strike deep down the middle or to the sidelines, and as well with the short passing game. They're loaded offensively, and Johnson is among the brightest stars there.
And as we jump to the other side of the ball, if you're a Patriots fan, you cannot ignore that familiar face on the defensive line. Chandler Jones is, of course, now a Cardinal, and Bruce Arians, in a conference call earlier this week, says he's a coach's dream. What makes him a threat on the edge, especially in a different uniform?
Well, he was a dream wrecker for opposing quarterbacks for 4 years as a Patriot. Only Andre Tippett had more sacks in his first four seasons as a Patriot. Chandler Jones, of course, will get after Jimmy Garoppolo. No doubt he'll be motivated playing against the Patriots. But this Arizona team can come at the quarterback, the young quarterback, from a lot of different angles. And what concerns me more isn't as much Chandler Jones. You know where he's going to be rushing from. It's those other guys in the blitz packages and the turnovers and havoc they create. 33 takeaways last year among the NFL leaders.
All right, Bob, well, thanks for spotlighting some Cardinals with me. I'll see you in Arizona. But until then, first, we've got to check in with Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, and pretty much a new look here, Coach, and some new equipment. A lot of stuff to get to. Start with punt coverage with Arizona.
Well, number 28, Justin Bethel, is Arizona's version of Matt Slater. He's a great coverage player, very good at kick blocking, and also is a good blocker in the return game.
This is a guy working.
Yeah, even on the double team here, runs right through it against Green Bay. So we're going to have to do a good job on him, or we won't be going anywhere on these returns.
It's nice to get some field position, create short fields, play that complimentary football. All right, moving on here.
Absolutely. You know, offensively, they have a lot of weapons. And, you know, at the running back position, this is David Johnson. You can see this is really a good look at Johnson's power. He gets here in line and is strong enough to run through these tackles. He's got very good balance. Then he's got the speed and quickness to turn a short run into a long play. He was also the kickoff returner last year, so really takes pretty much of a nothing player and turns it into a 50-yard touchdown. Good balance, good breaking, good ability to break tackles, good speed, very good hands out of the backfield, and also his return kick. So he's done a great job.
I know you play a lot of your defense in that fourth preseason game, and the way you really, you know, some of the hitting you need to gauge in preseason, you got to be on a guy like this week one.
Absolutely. He's a threat every time he touches the ball. You know, very, very good player. This is Floyd down here at the bottom. Again, big, strong receiver, good on deep balls, good on the underneath plays, catching runs. He's a strong, physical guy. Once he gets the ball in his hands, he's a hard guy to tackle. As really all their skill players are, tackling is going to be big for us in this game. But here you can see he steps out of a little shoelace tackle there and walks it in for an easy TD. So a lot of big playability with their offensive unit.
Yeah, especially Carson. He likes to sit in the pocket and push that ball down the field.
He loves to throw it deep. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, one of the great receivers of all time.
Is he a slot?
He usually is in the slot. He's either on the strong side in normal formation, two receiver sets, but in three receiver sets, generally he's in the slot, although they move him around. But these are the kind of plays that he kills you with. Again, big tall guy in the slot, big target, good blocker, strong hands, physical, strong runner after the catch. You know, here he takes a little play action pass and, you know, walks into the end zone against Seattle. So
what really, you want to do is make it difficult on him too. I mean, you give him the free release there.
Right. Yeah, they just have so many guys to cover. They put a lot of pressure on you all the way across the board. Defensively, you know, we've got two really good players here in the inside part of the defense. Buchanan, number 20. You can see him on the run through here. Calais Campbell, number 93, the defensive tackle. Usually plays three technique. But this is Buchanan. He loves to shoot the gap in this between the center and the guard, whether it be on a blitz or just kind of anticipate the play and go in there and hit it. Tight end sees trying to get in there and get him, but, you know, never really comes close. And so he leads the team in tackles and also tackles for loss, hits behind the line of scrimmage. Very fast, good player in coverage. So he's a, you know, very productive player for him.
Yeah, tackles for loss, we don't want that.
No. Right. And, of course, Patrick Peterson, number 21, their punt returner as well as, you know, Pro Bowl corner. Over 6 feet tall, over 200 pounds, big, long guy with great ball skills, great hands, and excellent running ability when he gets the ball in his hands. Usually it's on returns, but here it is off the interception. You can see how easily he plays the ball here, turns, finds it, locates it, picks it up, makes the interception. And then You know, he's a dangerous guy with the ball in his hands, an excellent runner. So
you've had a lot of those guys over the course of the years here, and it's fun to watch them. Just don't want to see them on the other side.
No, we sure don't.
All right, Coach, got our hands full Sunday night. It's good to be back into three technique, cover two, all this stuff. It's good stuff.
You bet.
All right, there's your Bellustrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Gillette Stadium hosted a very different team this past week.
We are so thrilled to have you guys. The captains came to us and said, we really want to make something really special for this team, and we really want to get them fired up. And there's no other place that we want to go than Gillette Stadium.
The U.S. Ryder Cup golf team visited Gillette Stadium. Some of the world's top golfers were treated to a first-class tour of the football facilities.
I wear 12s, and that makes those look like 6s.
Yeah.
It included chipping golf balls on the Gillette Stadium field. And a tour of the trophy room to meet Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
We're honored to have you here, and you're all Patriots. It means so much to this country to see you win. So thanks for honoring us.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And I want to start with the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Does he have what it takes to get this team over the hump in the very first game of the season?
We're going to jump right in, huh?
I am.
You know, listen, we're going to find out because we haven't really seen him play in any real games. And I think I'm as curious as everybody else, all the fans and everybody. But I do think that he's prepared for this. I think that they've done a lot. That was Bill Belichick's number one stated goal heading into training camp. And I think he's gotten a lot of work on the practice field in the preseason. And I also think that they sort of, going back to last year, Mike, thought that this was a possibility even then. So it's not exactly like Tom went down with a bad knee last week and they had to rush him to get ready. He's as prepared as he's going
to
be.
Remarkable statistic to think that for the first time since 1992, there'll be a starting quarterback for the Patriots other than Drew Bledsoe or Tom Brady in the season opening game.
Amazing
just
run.
Just to put that in perspective. I think they can be competitive with him, but can I sit here and say they can win, you know, four games with him? I don't even think the coaching staff really knows that right now.
Weapons that Garoppolo has to work with. We know Gronk's going to be there. How about Amendola? How about Edelman? How about these guys that haven't played that much in the preseason?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a concern, and they did go a little light on wide receivers, so I took that as a good sign for guys like Amendola and even Malcolm Mitchell, although I wouldn't expect, you know, a rookie coming out in his first game to have a huge impact. But Amendola, I think, will be there. I'm a little concerned about Gronk. I don't think he's looked really fluid. That worries me. Him going into a season.
Do you see him not playing in the first game?
No, I think he'll play.
Oh, okay.
I think he's been on the practice field. But what are you going to get out of him?
Amendola said he's ready to roll.
Yes.
Count on him. And he's your slot guy, so he's not going to use him every snap. I did look back at last year when Gronkowski didn't play in the preseason. Last year, we know he didn't play in the preseason. This year, that's sort of become the norm for him.
Right.
He ended up playing every snap in the season opener last year. So I'm curious to see if he can duplicate it. Like Paul, I've sort of watched him a little bit at practice, and I'm wondering if maybe there's a little more there. But ultimately, I think the plan is Gronkowski and Bennett, the two tight end package, attack that way and see if you can create those mismatches that Bill Belichick loves to do so much with that tight end position.
I'm going to switch gears on you guys altogether, the Brady banner. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love it.
Well, you know, Steve, it's interesting how this became such a talking point, you know, this week, because you get the season opening game and so much to talk about
right.
with the game itself. I don't have a strong opinion as if to say, oh, how could they do that, or that's so fantastic. To me, it shows some solidarity that, you know what, you know, Tom Brady, you're suspended, you're not here, but you're still with us. That's how much you mean to us. So I get that message.
Is it good for the team?
Well, that's the
thing. Is it good for Jimmy?
Well, this week the Boston Herald had a picture on the back cover of Jimmy Garoppolo, and then, you know, said Tom Brady, you know, looking over his shoulder like, you know, keep my team okay until I get back. And that sort of puts it right out in the front and center for everyone to see that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, who more deserving than Tom Brady to have that kind of a, you know, symbol for all the greatness that and all the wins that he's provided. But I'm sort of with Mike a little bit, too. It is kind of a fine line you have to walk. The mentality of the team, and I'm not talking about the mentality of the quarterback, oh, if he can't handle this, that's not what this is about. This mm-hmm. is about next man up. This mm-hmm. is what we do around here. This is business as usual. We're on to Arizona, right? Well, we're kind of on to Arizona, but we kind of have this thing over here looming behind us, too. So, again, no one more deserving than Tom Brady, but I do recognize the stuff that we're talking about here. Fine line.
Prediction time.
With Mike exactly all the way. I do think it's going to be a tough opener, and I thought it would be a tough opener with Tom Brady, to be quite frank. This one, I think, is going to be ugly. 34-16, I think Arizona
34-16.
Wins.
34-16.
That's a lot of points on that defense, Paul. I think
might
it's
not all
be
scored on the defense.
That's a good point. I think that's going to be closer, but I'm with Paul. I'm going to pick the Cardinals in the game. I'm going to go 21-16 for Arizona. What Las Vegas says, it's a six-point underdog for the Patriots. We don't see that too often. I think Arizona gets them at home.
I'm going against both of you. I think they come
surprise,
back.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I think they come back 1-0. All right, guys, great job as usual. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.